On Friday, October 25th at 8 p.m. and on Sunday, October 27th at 2 p.m., Guillermo Figueroa will be the guest conductor with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra at the Tucson Music Hall. He will also be the violinist for a piece composed for him by Ernesto Cordera titled Insula Tropical. Guillermo, tell us about that piece and how it came to be and your impressions of it.
Well, first of all, Ernesto Cordero is one of the most important composers from Puerto Rico, and his music is played all over the world. He was a guitarist, and a lot of his music is written for guitar, but he did write a few others for other instruments, including this concerto that we're going to hear at this concert. A little correction needs to be made. He wrote two different violin concertos, one in the 90s, and then one a later called Concertino Tropical, one later, which he dedicated to me. We've been very good friends for many, many years. They're both absolutely wonderful pieces, and I'm proud to say that the recording that we did of those two pieces for the Naxos label got a Latin Grammy nomination in 2013.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I often played both concertos in the same program, but I was once asked by an orchestra to play just one of them because there was not enough time for both, and I couldn't make up my mind which one to play because I like them both, and they're both kind of different style. One is more brilliant, the other one's more lyrical. I couldn't decide, and then it occurred to me, well, what if I mix them up? What if I combine them? So I picked two movements from each concerto that made sense to put together as a whole. I called the composer and I asked him what he thought about that. And he loved the idea, and bingo, a new concerto was born, a hybrid concerto, I call it, mixing also the two names of the pieces. So now we have Insula Tropical, and that's what you're going to hear at these concerts.
And you are a big fan of Béla Bartók and his music, and you're performing the suite from The Miraculous Mandarin. The listeners might like to know that that is a pantomime ballet, and I'd like you to tell the listeners a bit about the music itself and what draws you to Bartók.
Well, it's one of the most unbelievable works of the 20th century. It was written in the during the First World War, where the whole world was in turmoil, and this music kind of reflects that. It's a very dramatic, very violent almost piece of music with a rather gory tale about three thugs who kidnap a girl and make her seduce people so that they come in and they can rob them of the money. And one of them is the aforementioned Mandarin, who falls in love with the girls and refuses to die when the thugs try to kill him and everything. It's a pretty crazy story, but it makes for an absolutely fantastic and very, very spectacular ballet. The music is... it's one of the first attempts in the 20th century to sort of bring urban music. There's depictions of the chaos of urban life combined with the beautiful music that he gives to the girl in The Seduction of the Mandarin. It's a tour de force for the orchestra. Very famous for orchestra players because of its difficulty and because of its virtuosity, particularly for the clarinetist. It's one of the great clarinetist solos. So I think audiences are just going to jump out of their seats at this one.
Is this your first time playing the Rachmaninoff Symphony No. 2?
No. I've conducted that several times before, and it's a favorite piece, not just of mine, but of audiences as well. It's a very lyrical piece. Long. It's very extensive four movements. People are often more familiar with the great piano concertos of Rachmaninoff, which are fantastic. But this symphony is on a par, if not even better than those. A really, really spectacular piece, very romantic, with incredible lush melodies and orchestration.
Rachmaninoff is, of course, known for his great orchestration and full sound that comes from his pieces.
Yes.
Well, you've also been concertmaster for both the New York City Ballet and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra that performs without a conductor, and you've also appeared with orchestras in the Americas and Europe and joined in performance by many of today's top soloists and ensembles. You're a regular performer at the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, Music in the Vineyards in Napa, California, and Music from Angel Fire in New Mexico. You lead a pretty exciting life. Tell us about your travels. The festivals are in the summer, and then you're doing tours with orchestras during the rest of the year?
Correct, yes. So the life of a musician is a very very interesting one. We definitely learned how to pack suitcases. That's a great talent that everybody has to have. But I enjoy it. It's always wonderful to go to new places, meet new people, play music with different musicians, get new ideas. It's very, very stimulating. It's difficult. It's challenging. But I absolutely love it. So,
Guillermo Figueroa will be the violinist and guest conductor with the Tucson Symphony Orchestra. For more information, you can go to TucsonSymphony.org or phone them at 520-882-8585. The toll-free number is 855-882-7967. You can hear Guillermo Figueroa discuss the program 1 hour prior to performances. Concert comments are complimentary with tickets.